We are recording now. Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to the proposed rule changes regarding Chapter 308-20 WAC, cosmetology, barber, manicurist, esthetician. The hearing is being held virtually at 10 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday, October 6, 2020, via telephone. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR-20-17-131, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on August 18, 2020. Copies of the proposed rules are available at www.dol.wa.gov/about/professionalrules.html. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. These rules are proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 18.16 and 43.24. My name is Andrea Nygaard, and my title is Administrator with the Professional Licensing Support Services Section of the Business and Professions Division. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. Kevin Ritzer, Cosmetology School Program Manager. Jill Johnson, Legislative and Special Projects Manager. Damon Monroe, Agency Rule Coordinator. And Serena Walters, Management Analyst. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should state their name, phone number, and provide their email address to the department. This information will be used to call forward individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure the hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. You will be called to testify in the order in which I received your names today. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments as well on these rules. For those wishing to provide written comments, please email me at the following email address before midnight tonight. The email address is csap@dol.wa.gov. Copies of written comments are added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements, if any, from those present. I will begin by calling on Monica Pittman first and Michael Shea. I will call on you next. So Monica, if you will please provide your name, who you represent, and your stance on this rulemaking.
My name is Monica Pittman. At this point, I'm representing BJ Beauty and Barber College. My stance is approval of the 50% online on the curriculum for the cosmetology. I'm in favor of it because, first of all, with COVID, the way it hit, the pandemic kind of forced the schools into some form of online training or some kind of remote learning. I have questions about it, though, that in regard to how will this happen. I mean, are we going to submit ways for this to happen? I'm not sure. It just said this is a new rule training. So I think it's project-based learning is one form that I've been involved in. But at this point, I'm just not quite sure how this will, how this can happen with all the rules in place. Say, for instance, right now in buildings versus out of buildings. Yes, that would save money for small schools that are trying to open at this point, that something can be done online, part of in class. But how does that relate to the rules that are set up for the building now? Say, for instance, the bathroom. There, if we look at the salon studios right now, I know that there were, after conversating with some of the owners that wanted to open up some kind of a school, they couldn't because of the bathroom situation. It had to be, they couldn't walk through a hallway past other business to get to the bathroom, even though the bathrooms were secure and on premises behind locked, you know, in a safe and secure building. So I'm just wondering now with this new rule, what else is going to enter into this to make this happen?
Okay, thank you for that. Is there anything else from you, Monica, before I move on?
No, those are my main concerns at this point.
Okay, thank you very much. Michael, I will be calling on you next, and then Frank, just to let you know, you will be next after that. So, Michael, if you will provide your name, who you represent, if you are for or against, and then any commentary or questions that you have.
My name is Michael Shea. I am from Summit Salon Academy. I am in favor. I'm in favor because without it, if we have another pandemic, we could close down. It could close any school. I think it just, it gives the school a different option for our students. And, you know, a thought that came to me was there are students who I have in my school who drive an hour or more to get to school. If they could lessen that load, it could be a real blessing. So, I'm done.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. All right, Frank, I will give you now the opportunity. Again, if you'll please provide your name, who you represent, if you are for or against, and then any commentary or questions that you have.
Great. Thank you so much, Andrea. My name is Frank Screw. I represent Evergreen City College. We have five campuses here in Washington, and I am in favor of the proposed rule revision. I guess the only thing I'd like to add is, you know, the hybrid voting model has been, the online model has been tested during this pandemic, and it's been extremely successful for our students. It's given them a number of different options, and I think it mirrors the direction that education is going in. I'm grateful for this proposed rule. I would like to be able to ask for a consideration if we can either make amendments or adjustments to the rule or maybe just introduce a different policy. But right now it caps the total amount of hours at 50% online education, which I think is very appropriate under normal circumstances. However, in a pandemic situation that we currently have right now, I'd like to be able to ask if the department would be able to increase that provision up to possibly 75% in case schools go under a complete shutdown again. I mean, this could be a special approval of school would need to receive some type of licensing for a finite amount of time. It's not a regular practice, but having that option would offer an emergency situation for our students that one is in compromised situations where they need more hours. What I'm recommending also for consideration is not something that we just thought of, but it's based on the National Accrediting Commission of the Arts and Sciences, which accredited over 1,200 beauty schools across the country. They actually introduced an emergency process to allow up to 75% of distance learning under emergency situations. So if that's something that can be considered by the department, I think that it would be greatly beneficial for students and also for schools too. Again, I'm not asking for it to be part of the normal process, but just like an emergency provision that we could allow us to be able to do that. So that's pretty much all. all that I have to share, but I really am grateful for everything that they've done up to this point to be able to support our students again in our grade. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Frank. I would like to give one more opportunity if there are any other comments or if anyone has joined us that we may have missed. Okay, hearing nothing. I want to thank you all for your comments today. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. And with that, this hearing is adjourned.